Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Thank you for joining us for the second part of our lesson about the Whistlers of Mexico. Or as we learned how to pronounce it yesterday, the Whistlers of Mexico. These people, the Chinantecs in Oaxaca, Mexico. Now, they have a very unique language, whistling. And it's very rare, and many people think that we should try to protect a language like this. Do you think that there are any advantages to protecting a language like this, Carolyn?
Well, it is very unique and very interesting to study. I love learning languages, so I think it would be a good idea to protect it. But I also know, as we are going to read more in our article, that it becomes more and more difficult to protect these rare languages and keep them in use when there are so many other languages and technology being made now that make it really not necessary to use these old languages.
That's right, but it is, of course, a very rare and unique kind of language. And today we're going to be learning a little bit about the Chinantec lifestyle, how these people live, how these whistlers live. Let's get started.
The Whistlers of Mexico. The Chinantec lifestyle. Over 104,000 Chinantec people live in northern Oaxaca, Mexico, mostly in small villages where their traditional languages are spoken. Some temporarily move to Mexico City to work, but most return home afterward. Most Chinantecs farm maize and beans. They also produce coffee, timber, and chili peppers, as well as pottery and baskets. Most of them no longer wear traditional clothing except on special occasions, but they may make and sell it. The whistled language is mostly used by men, and while women usually can interpret it, they don't speak it.
Hello, listeners. This is Word Lady Ellen. Language is a living thing. It changes over time, and society changes with it. The same is true for the Chinantecs and their whistle language. Before we begin today's article, let's take a look at our vocabulary. Temporarily. Temporarily is an adverb. The metro was shut down temporarily, but it opened again an hour later. Chili pepper. Chili pepper is a noun. Brian grows chili peppers in his garden, and they're really hot. Prevalent. Prevalent is an adjective. The police officers have been working hard, but crime is still prevalent in the city. Fascinating. Fascinating is an adjective. Veronica wrote a fascinating article about recent trends in technology. Your more information words are maize. Maize is a noun. Linguist. Linguist is a noun. Sounds interesting. Let's begin.
All right, let's go back to the beginning here and look at this a little more closely. The Chinantec lifestyle. Over 104,000 Chinantec people live in northern Oaxaca, Mexico, mostly in small villages where their traditional languages are spoken. Okay, so that's not a little amount of people. 104,000 people live in this area.
That's right. It is not just a few people, but quite a few, 104,000. And they live in small villages. So even though there is a fairly large number of them, they live in small villages where their traditional languages are spoken. And you see that it is languages with an S. Mm-hmm. So more than one language is spoken in Oaxaca.
All right. Well, I wonder what it would be like to visit this place and hear people speaking in these slightly different languages. Well, some temporarily move to Mexico City to work, but most return home afterward. Okay, so some people go there temporarily. Let's look at that word. It's one of our key words. If you do something temporarily, that means you do it for a short period of time. You're not there forever.
That's right. So when I went back to the U.S. this past year, I said, oh, no, don't worry. I will only be there temporarily. I will be back to Taiwan in no time.
In no time. And of course, you could use this in other ways. Maybe you have a job, but you don't want it for a long time. You find a job temporarily so that you can get prepared or be ready for the job that you want. Okay, so the opposite of this word temporarily, do you know it? Permanently. P-E-R-M-A-N-E-N-T-L-Y. If you do something permanently, that means you're doing it forever.
That's right. So we hope that you will permanently be learning English. It is a great thing to do, not just temporarily, but to learn it for your whole life and to use it as you master this language. Well, continuing on about the Chinantec people, we learn most Chinantecs farm maize and beans. So that's what they do. They are farmers.
That's right. They farm maize. Have you ever seen this word before? M-A-I-Z-E. For me, I don't know if I've seen maize in person before, but from what I understand, it kind of looks like corn. It's a kind of corn, right, Carolyn?
Yes, it is very similar to corn, and a lot of times you might see maize flour or corn flour that you use for baking.
All right, so most of these people farm maize and beans. Well, let's take a look at what Steve and Ken have to share with us in the information cloud about these words. Some, most. Okay, let's take a look at what they have to share.
Quantifiers are, as the name suggests, words that express the quantity of something. They're different from numbers in that they don't give a precise amount. They're approximate.
Some of the most common quantifiers are all, some, much, and most.
And quantifiers normally come before nouns. In today's lesson, our author writes, most Chinantecans farm maize and beans. Most is the quantifier here, and it modifies the noun Chinantecan. And so we learn that not all Chinantecans are farmers who raise maize and beans.
Quantifiers can sometimes act as pronouns, though. Let's look back to the previous sentence for an example.
Okay, in it we read, some temporarily move to Mexico City to work, but most return home afterward. Here, the quantifiers some and most are acting as pronouns.
Okay, finally, we should know that certain quantifiers only work for certain kinds of nouns.
Right. The quantifier most, for example, works for both uncountable nouns, like maize, and countable nouns, like beans.
Others, like a little, work only with uncountable nouns, a little maize.
While other quantifiers, like each, work only with countable nouns, each bean.
Now, the best way to keep quantifiers straight? Practice.
我们今天来看 quantifier 数量词，像 all, some, much, 还有 most 这些字都是 quantifiers。有别于数字 ，quantifiers 代表的是大约的数量。数量词有时候可以当代名词用，就像今天课文中的这句话 ：Some temporarily move to Mexico City to work, but most return home afterward. Some 跟 most 在这里都是代名词。那有些数量词像 a little 只能用来修饰不可数名词。有些数量词像 each 只能够用来修饰可数名词。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Now, continuing to learn about the Chinantec people's lifestyle, we learned that they are farmers. They farm maize and also beans. And we learned something else. They also produce coffee, timber, and chili peppers, as well as pottery and baskets. So they really do a lot.
Yes, they do. I love coffee. And sometimes I like chili peppers in my food. Let's take a look at those words, chili peppers. Carolyn, do you enjoy chili peppers?
I do not like chili peppers in my food. Chili peppers are a long, thin pepper. They are very spicy, and I do not like very spicy food.
Well, I also shouldn't eat chili peppers too often, but every once in a while it does add a nice flavor to my food, nice spicy flavor. Well, they produce coffee, timber, wood, and chili peppers, as well as pottery and baskets. Now, most of them no longer wear traditional clothing, except on special occasions, but they may make and sell it. This sounds like a lot of people around the world who have traditional clothing. They still wear modern clothing, but sometimes on special occasions, you might see them wearing traditional clothes.
That's right. So usually for festivals, people that have a clothing tradition or this style, they will wear it for the festival. And of course, it is very popular to sell traditional style clothing to people who are visiting, to tourists. We continue learning. The whistled language is mostly used by men, and while women usually can interpret it, they don't speak it.
Very interesting. Yeah, okay, so the men speak this language, the whistled language, but Carolyn, I guess you would be able to understand it but not speak it if you lived there.
That's right, and I guess that's why I didn't understand you yesterday, Gabe, because women don't really speak the language, and I haven't learned how to interpret it yet.
Oh, really? I understand.
Yes. I think what you were trying to say is it's time to join Michelle in the language lab.
Exactly right.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是Temporarily 这个副词 T-E-M-P-O-R 这个字根有时间的意思所以 temporarily 是指暂时的或短暂的例如 Sherry is staying with her sister temporarily and then she will get her own place Sherry 现在暂时和妹妹住然后她会找自己的住处它的形容词是 temporary T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-Y 意思就是暂时的例如 Timothy needs a temporary job to earn money for his tuition. Timothy 需要一份暂时的工作赚取学费。继续我们看的是 chili pepper 这个名词。Chili pepper 是指墨西哥的红番椒。例如 Daniel loves to put chopped up chili peppers on his pizza. Daniel 喜欢在他的披萨上放切碎的红番椒。若是 red pepper 就是指红辣椒。例如 the chef used some red peppers to decorate the dish. 主厨用一些红辣椒来装饰这道菜。
We are on day two of the lesson, The Whistlers of Mexico. We have been learning about the lifestyle of the Chinantec people.We learned that they are mostly farmers who grow maize and beans, as well as timber, coffee, chili peppers, and they still make pottery and traditional clothing. Now, if you are interested in buying that clothing, you could probably find it for sale, but you might not see very many people wearing it. Well, we still have another section to learn about this whistled language and the people who use it.A threatened lifestyle.
The Whistlers of Mexico. A threatened lifestyle. Chinantec whistling has ancient roots, but can it survive in a changing world? Modern inventions like cell phones are replacing whistling as a form of long-distance communication. and the Chinantec languages themselves may be in danger. As Spanish becomes more and more prevalent, even within Chinantec communities, some fear that traditional languages will disappear. Linguists are studying this unique and fascinating language while they have the chance. Yet they hope that Chinantec whistles will fly over the mountains for years to come.
All right, well, let's go back to the top of this section. It's called a threatened lifestyle. If something is threatened, that means it's in danger somehow. Maybe something bad might happen to it.
Well, we certainly hope that nothing bad will happen to this whistled language, but there is danger. We read, Chinantec whistling has ancient roots, but can it survive in a changing world? This is a very good question that many people ask about traditional cultures around the world.
That's right. Can they survive in a changing world? If you survive, that means you live, you keep going. Can this culture survive in a changing world? Many people, many languages are disappearing around the world because they are not major languages. They are starting to speak things like Spanish and English and Chinese, but then these little languages start to disappear.
That's right. And we learn about one of the threats that face this whistled language, that this whistled language faces. We read, modern inventions like cell phones are replacing whistling as a form of long-distance communication. So you remember before, one of the reasons they used whistling as a language was because it was very difficult to communicate in this landscape. But now, there are cell phones, so it's much easier to just call someone. Gabe, I don't think they're going to whistle on the phone. I think it would be very difficult to understand.
Oh no, but Carolyn, I'm just proving that you can still whistle even if you have a cell phone.
I see your point, but I think it might just be easier to speak.
Yeah, you might be right. The article does have a very good point here. Well, we read here, and the Chinantec languages themselves may be in danger. Okay, so cell phones are replacing whistling, and these languages could be in danger or threatened.
And we see why. As Spanish becomes more and more prevalent, even within Chinantec communities, some fear that traditional languages will disappear.
All right, these languages might disappear as Spanish becomes more prevalent. Let's take a look at that word, prevalent. If something is prevalent, that means it is very common and widespread among at a certain place or at a certain time. It is prevalent.
That's right. So you could say that Spanish is very prevalent in Mexico. It is a major language. English is prevalent in the United States. It's not the only language, but it is the one spoken by the majority of the people. Mm-hmm. But you could also use this to talk about other things. Like you might say, wildflowers are prevalent in this field.
Okay, they're prevalent in this field, or maybe pop music is prevalent among teenagers. They love to listen to all sorts of pop music. Okay, so now you know how to use that word prevalent. And Spanish is becoming more prevalent. That's a good thing, but some of these smaller languages might disappear.
That's right, and we continue reading. Linguists are studying this unique and fascinating language while they have the chance. Now, a linguist is a person who studies languages, and they are studying this unique and fascinating one. Fascinating is a word from the word bank. Let's look at it. If something is fascinating, Gabe, what does that mean?
Well, it means it makes you interested in something. You really want to know more about it. It's fascinating. It's amazing. You might talk about a culture that you think is fascinating. Or maybe you saw a video that you thought was fascinating and you want to share it with your friends. Actually, the video we saw about this whistling, I thought was very fascinating.
I would agree. What do you think is fascinating? We'll continue reading the rest of our lesson here. Yet they hope the Chinantec whistles will fly over the mountains for years to come. They don't want them to stop anytime soon.
No, but let's take a look at that phrase, to do something for years to come. That means for years in the future. If it's coming and it hasn't come yet, it's in the future. But you could use this phrase in other ways. You could talk about doing something for decades to come, or even just doing something for days to come.
That's right, or for generations to come. So you can use any sort of time period there. Well, right now it is time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll learn with Michelle in the language lab.
Listen. Do you hear what I hear? I hear a whistle floating across the rugged peaks. Listen carefully. You may overhear a conversation. For centuries, the people here have lived in the mountains of Mexico. They established villages, but the rough landscape made traveling and communicating difficult. But they developed a language composed of whistles. Whistles for short distances, medium distances, and long distances. Ouch! Hey, I'm right here. Most of these people are farmers. They plant crops and they make pottery and baskets. Most of them don't wear traditional clothing anymore. And usually the language is only whistled by men. Hey! That's not fair. Why don't women whistle your language?
Because women are too busy talking.
Hey, you can talk too.
Yes, who needs whistling?
That's true. It's a changing world. But I hope whistles fly over the mountains for years to come.
Prevalent 这个形容词 prevalent 是指普遍的或者是盛行的例如 addiction to computer games is prevalent among teens 沉迷电脑游戏在青少年当中非常的常见它的名词是 prevalence P-R-E-V-A-L-E-N-C-E 例如 the campaign fights against the prevalence of smoking among young people 这个宣传活动就是要遏止年轻人抽烟盛行的问题所以我们看的是 fascinating 这个形容词 fascinating 原本是 fascinate 使着迷这个动词的现在分词当形容词是指迷人的或者是极好的例如 the plot of the hit movie was so fascinating that a lot of viewers went back to see it a second time 这部电影的情节太棒了以至于许多观众回去再看第二次或者是 the fascinating view of the lake captured our eyes这座湖泊的美景吸引了我们的视线。Okay, now get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Well, I've certainly enjoyed learning about the fascinating language that the Chinantec people use when they are whistling. And I loved watching that video and seeing someone whistle to communicate like that. What do you think are some advantages or disadvantages to having a language like this?
Well, I think it's great that it can be heard by many people over long distances, but I also think it would be difficult to really express all of your thoughts. There are only so many whistle sounds you can make.
Right. Well, maybe we would be surprised. Well, thank you for joining us here. And of course, we hope to see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. last a lifetime.